You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Yo, Pauly!
Pauly's a great name.
All right, we are going to get to Matt Pauly, but what I do want to do is remind you of the website. Sorry, I forgot we were going to the highlight. I do want to remind you of the website for KMOX.com/Red Cross. KMOX.com/Red Cross. And you can donate. It's a link right there. This is all of the money raised through that link is going to stay local. It will go to those affected by the tornado right here in St. Louis. This is a big push. We want to come together as a community. KMOX partnering with Fox 2 and the Red Cross. Again, KMOX.com/Red Cross to donate.
And also, the Gas House Gang today will be streaming on Fox 2 STL Plus. In fact, there's a simulcast that's going on there. Fox 2 STL Plus, that is the streaming app. And they're going to have the Gas House Gang today, 12 o'clock to 1, and then Dave Glover Show through 4. So from 12 to 4, KMOX here will be streaming on Fox 2 STL Plus. We are joined now by the host of Sports Open Line, Redbird Rush Hour, and Cardinals pre- and post-game. Matt Pauly is with us now on KMOX. Matt, so the Cards lose that series to the Tigers. Does that mean the season is over?
Well, first off, I think it's in my contract that I get that full intro, so I don't know if I can actually do this.
Yeah.
That was a miscommunication.
Yo, Pauly!
Pauly's a great name.
Yo, Pauly!
What'd you do for Pauly? Anything?
Me, Pauly! I was responsible!
Pauly, we're here because of you!
Yeah.
There you go.
I said, yeah.
Okay,
that was
we can do this now. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for didn't want to be in breach of contract
Amy,
or anything.
Amy stepped all over your intro.
I said I was going to give the website first, and then we were going to throw to Matt
Pauly. Also, it's Matt's fault. Matt Pajeski's fault.
Somebody named Matt's in trouble.
Pauly, probably.
Season's over. They lost 2 of 3 to the team with the best record in baseball. Go ahead and that money that you were setting aside for playoff tickets, go ahead and spend it on something else.
Like what?
Whoa.
How about the Red Cross? How about KMOX.com/Red Cross? Make your donation now to help the tornado recovery effort.
We are trying 100%. To drive up those numbers. I think let's just come together as a community. Let's show up for St. Louis.
So, in all seriousness, I know we're talking sports here.
Yeah.
Horrible, tragic thing that happened, but my goodness, as a community, are we good coming together when we need to come together? And it has been it's been heartening just to see the way the community's reacted. The fact that, you know, the day after it comes through, just all the random people showing up to help clean up. It's we've looked good in the response to this. So you know, good for that. I don't know if that makes sense of what I'm saying, but it's
no, it does.
It's just been a good thing.
Yeah, I've been impressed with people too. There's so many people who are desperate to just find a way to help.
Yeah.
You know, they want to do something, whether it's donating supplies or volunteering labor, you know, just being there. They want to help out. And I agree with you, Matt. It's impressive that we've done it the way we've done it here. And now it's about keeping it going, because things like this, even though it's in your own backyard, you know, they can tend to fade away a little bit. Yeah. We can't allow that to happen.
No, and I think that's why what you know we're doing today, along with everybody else, like, this isn't a pat ourselves on the back thing, but it's an important thing to do, because we are now a few days out of it. And like even in my neighborhood, we had trees come out and things like that. No like major damage. There were some cars that were smushed by big trees falling down, but that was kind of the extent of the damage. Nobody lost their home or anything. But you know, yesterday the city was out and they were taking all these big trees that had fallen, and they were, you know, putting them in the shredder and everything, and all of a sudden you drive down the street and it starts to look a little bit normal. Hey, there used to be a tree there, but you don't really remember that. So some of the signs in some of the places, it's not quite as obvious of what went on, and obviously in places like the, you know, North St. Louis and Forest Park area, Central West End, it's a lot more obvious that's what's going on. But for the entire community, it's good to just remember what happened to us as a larger St. Louis community just about a week ago. So,
Matt, to baseball, the Cardinals do have the day off today. They will have the Diamondbacks in town tomorrow. That's also another good team. They're an over 500 club. I don't know. We were talking about this, and I can't remember if you were part of the conversation or not. We've had it multiple times over the last week. You know, playing teams like the Tigers, you play the Diamondbacks, you play against the Phillies and do pretty well there. I like to see where the Cardinals are up against teams like that. I'd like to, you know, just have an idea of how they stack up against those teams. Do you feel like we got any sort of sense of where they are in relation to a team like the Tigers just in a three-game series?
I think not so much the Tigers, but I think to the larger point of what you said, they've played a good number of good teams here recently. And I think that we've seen that they can stack up against them. The fact that they can take a series from the Phillies, the fact that they can take a series from the Mets, things like that. So the totality of the results of the good teams that they've played, I do think that that says something about this team. You guys talked with Ollie about this on Tuesday on the Gas House Gang, and you basically asked him, hey, do these games against good teams mean a little bit more? And there's a lot of managers out there who are going to kind of give you the cliched answer, the coach speak answer, oh, every game's worth the same, every game's one of 162. Ollie kind of said, yeah, you know what, these games do mean a little bit more for no other reason. It helps us to know where we stack up against these better teams, and I appreciated his answer that he said it that way. So it's a bummer that they could have easily taken two out of three from Detroit. That second game is the game that you really look back right on and say there were some opportunities to win that one. And if you would have done that, you would have beat Skubal and you would have won the series. So it's a bummer that that didn't happen. But all in all, I thought they played. They didn't play all that well yesterday, but they played pretty well in two of the three games and could have won that series against the Tigers.
To this point, the Cardinals against teams that are 500 or above, at this point, like right now, they are 15-13. There are only five other teams in baseball that have a better record against good teams, you know, winning teams, yeah, teams that are at that mark. So, I mean, that in itself, that's good. The fact that they are playing well against good teams.
Yeah, look, I think this next series is, it's not an end-all, be-all series. The season doesn't end if they lose two out of three to Arizona, but you've got kind of the good vibes going. You've got a lot of good stuff happening. If you can go take two out of three from Arizona, then you end up with a 500 homestand. You'd like it to be a little bit better, but it's not an end-of-the-world sort of thing. So I think this is a big three games coming up for this team.
Yeah, and Matt, obviously the Cardinals, you want to turn it around. You want to start winning series again, but this is the first series the Cardinals have lost in a month.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big deal.
It's been a really good run. Look, they're probably not going to win 13 of 15 or whatever it was again this year, but can they consistently win more than they lose? Can they go win, you know, most of their series from here on out? And if they do that, we're talking about a team that's probably in the high 80s of wins. Maybe even they get to 90, which seems kind of crazy to think about, but there's a possibility if they can win most of their series. I think that's kind of the path that they're on. Right now, they're on the trajectory for like an 88-win season. So the big thing for this team is to make sure that they don't fall off. When in a 162-game season, you're going to have some lulls, but you make the cold streaks as short as possible. You make the hot streaks as long as possible. And if you do that, you're in a pretty good spot at the end of the year.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
So Diamondbacks come to town tomorrow, and as I mentioned, that is another good team. The guy they're going to face, Zach Gallen, who was once in their system, Miles Michaelis getting the start. And, you know, we've sort of done that thing before, Matt, where we've talked about how they have not, historically, the Cardinals were pretty good about not trading away players who have come back to hurt them. And while Gallen hasn't had a particularly good year this year, he has been a decent pitcher. Is that somebody you think that they miss or not because they are pitching well?
They should miss him. He's been really good. 2022, 2.5 ERA. 2023, 3.5 ERA. 2024, 3.6 ERA. I mean, yeah,
it's a little rough this year for him, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's got a +5 ERA this year. But, I mean, three straight years of having the ERA at 3.65 or below, that's a really good run. So, yeah, I think any time – and. The way you win in Major League Baseball is by having cost-controlled pitching. And the fact that they did move on from a guy who turned into a pretty solid guy, I think they should have missed him. Now it's not an end-of-the-world sort of thing. I don't think they're saying, oh, man, look at the 2025 Cardinals rotation. If we just had Zach Gallen, everything would be different. But I'm sure internally when they look at some of the moves that they've made and some of the guys that they have they've moved on from, yeah, Zach Gallen probably is somebody that they would have loved to have had the organization if they could have gotten those results. There's no guarantee of that happening. You know, people always have this assumption that a guy gets traded and has results somewhere else, that they would have had those exact same results with the team they came from. That's not always the case. Sometimes a guy meets a minor league coach that clicks in for him, or the way they develop players or the way they have a philosophy really goes into them. So I don't think we can 100% assume that Zach Gallen would have been the exact same guy with the Cardinals that he's been over the last few years with the Diamondbacks, but I think there can be a little bit of, you know, lament that Zach Gallen did what he did or has done what he's done with the Diamondbacks and not the Cardinals.
All right, Matt Pauly, I know you've got stuff to do today. You got a busy night tonight. You got the Redbird Rush Hour and Sports Open Line, and we will be looking forward to that.
All right, sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Yo, Pauly, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
Matt Pauly, off today. Cardinals are off today.
They are.
So don't be going to Busch Stadium, you know, trying to do whatever because there's no game. But you can go tomorrow, and it'll be a nice night, too. From what I understand. Then the rain's coming over the weekend, right? Isn't it going to rain like Saturday, Sunday, Monday?
Yeah, Dave Murray said that's what happens. Memorial Day, Labor Day, July 4th, it always rains. So it is supposed to rain this weekend.
It's just not very nice.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.